name is Steven Schleicher. A long time ago, I picked up a comic book, and it changed my life. It was a comic book filled with speedsters. Today, I'm still Steven Schleicher, and I still love The Flash, but I think there are some other ones out there. This is Top 5. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Hey everyone, I'm Steven Schleicher, and with me this week is Matthew Peterson.
My name is Matthew Peterson. I was rocketed from a dead planet, but Superman got here first because my mom had to fly economy.
Actually, you were rocketed from just a normal planet. They just didn't want you anymore.
You bastard. I'm going home.
So a couple of weeks ago on the Flashback podcast, which is a fan podcast that Matthew and I do, where we break down and we talk about each week's episode of The Flash on the CW network. You can find that if you are not already a subscriber. You can get access to that exclusive podcast over at members.majorspoilers.com. But a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about, hey, you know, there's some other speedsters that could appear on the show. And we started kind of throwing out some ideas of potential actors that could play some of those parts. And I said, you know what? We just need to turn this into a top five. So this week, our top five Flash or our top five actors who could play the Flash characters on TV.
Yes.
So my number five, because time travel is obviously involved in this show all over the place.
Right.
My number five is XS, played by Zendaya, I think is how you say her name.
Zendaya? Oh, yeah.
You know her from Casey Undercover, Matthew?
Yeah, I actually know her from Shake It Up.
Yeah, yeah. And she was also, I think, a couple of years ago, a couple of seasons ago, on Dancing with the Stars.
Hmm.
I think she's a really good actress.
Yes.
I think she looks the part really, really well. She's fit and trim. She's got the slimmer body that can be used for a speedster. And I think if they ever introduce the Legion of Superheroes in some way, shape, or form, which is a whole other conversation that Matthew and I have had on Flashback.
Times.
We've had this, and why CW and when they finally do the Legion of Superheroes on the CW,
yes.
And because everything has to start out in Arrow and the Flash crossover,
right.
XS can be that through character.
That is
my number five. Who do you have for your number five, Matthew?
Well, my number five, for fans of the Flashback podcast, will be no surprise because it is one of Steven's favorite characters to reference for no reason. It is, in fact, not one, but a trinity of characters. Red Trinity. From the Mike Barron, Wally West Flash run of 1987. Yeah. Now, Red Trinity were three things. First of all, they were muscle-bound. They were muscle-bound Ophi guys.
Yeah.
They were from Russia.
Yes, yes.
And they ran, but they were also big and strong and thick. So, Anatole, Bebek, and Cassiopeia should be played by people who can be thick-limbed and really heavily browed like a fighty-fighty guy. So, for Anatole, the smaller, I would say John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
Bebek, who is larger and more muscular, Chuck the Iceman Liddell,
mm-hmm.
and for Cassiopeia, Ronda Rousey. All three of them, all three of them have acting experiences. All three of them have the build that would allow you to go, wow, these guys are a threat. Look at them. Plus, you know, the idea of John Cena trying to pull off a Russian accent.
Yeah,
he's funny.
Just as good as the Iron Sheik.
In Soviet Russia, John Cena buries you, which is as in America. If you are in WWE, impressive.
I think at one point in the comics, because the Red Trinity were the Russian versions of the speedsters. But then, as you said, 1987, after the wall collapsed, after the Soviet Union collapsed, they turned into a courier service. They turned into courier service because they could get the package there guaranteed. So there you go.
Yep.
Okay, so my number four is going to be somewhat controversial, but hear me out.
What are you going to do?
Even though the Flash TV series already has a character that Harry Wells calls Jesse Quick, I think they could introduce a Jesse Quick. And again, this is coming from comic books and the way that the comic book characters are drawn. I think Sarah Underwood would actually play a really cool Jesse Quick. Again, she's got the look for it. She has fairly good acting capabilities, but I think the throwing in a little bit of the sex appeal with your speedsters, Sarah Underwood, and she can wear a full body suit. You don't have to be naked or anything. I think
now
that she would. she's Playboy Playmate of the Year. She used to be on G4 as one of the co-hosts in the later years.
She was the one who had a superhero identity already.
She did already have a superhero identity. Mm-hmm. Bustus. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So if you want to go and look at that up, it's on G4. It's also at the Major Spoilers website. We've got pictures, and I think we have the video of that up there. So you can just kind of see a little bit. But it'll give you an idea of what you could do with a Jesse Quick speedster character in the – what's the leotard called where it's like – the body, but it's with the shorts, you know, the outfit that Jesse Quick wore, but instead of a full body leotard, it's like cut off into their like spandex shorts. And then it turns into a full body thing up top.
Boy, I don't know.
But that's kind of the suit, and the costume.
I'm sure it has a name.
I'm sure it does too. Anyway, Matthew, it's a unitard, but whatever. You're a unitard.
You're a unitard.
What's your number four, Matthew?
My number four is one that we touched on during the Flashpoint episode that actually gave birth to this episode. And it's one that I had to think about because we talked about it repeatedly. Max Mercury.
Right.
Max Mercury needs to be someone with gravitas, someone who seems, you know, like they've got some age behind them, like some authority. But it's also a WB joint, which means you have to keep that youthful thing. Remember, Jay Garrick is 36 years old. That makes him practically ancient. But I said to myself, who can be young and old at the same time? Who can carry that Max Mercury Zen Master of Speed gravitas, but also be young enough to believe that he runs alongside Impulse and the Flash? Who? What man? What 49-year-old Canadian man? What 49-year-old Canadian man, son of the actor who played Hawkeye Pierce? Shut up. Son of the actor who played Hawkeye Pierce on the movie, but not on television. What 49-year-old Canadian man, son of the actor who played Hawkeye Pierce in the movie, but not on television, and also headlined Flatliners? And I said to myself, there's only one man who is the answer to all those questions.
Rick Moranis.
Those extremely leading, specific questions.
Rick Moranis.
I'm going to hit you now.
No, you can't. I'm too flat.
It's
I'm
true.
Too fast.
200. You're also 250 miles away in a blizzard. But no, that man is Kiefer William Frederick Dempsey George Rufus Sutherland, also known as Kiefer Sutherland. And I said to myself, really, think about this. He's got that voice, that Kiefer Sutherland voice. You imagine those Max Mercury lines about focusing the speed force through every portion of your body. Now imagine those in that gravelly Jack Bauer voice. Imagine him explaining to Impulse or to Bart, who's the same kid, or to Barry Allen, explaining to him how the speed force works on that metaphysical level, explaining how he used to be a cowboy, explaining how he used to be a dock worker in the 20s, explaining how he's actually talking about the history of Max Mercury and not Kiefer Sutherland's actual filmography. No. Kiefer Sutherland, my number four, as Max Mercury. I think it's almost perfect casting,
actually,
especially if you imagine him with a big open collar and a pink hat.
Actually, I have something that can best that, because this is the CW.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to go for old, you don't have to make him Kiefer Sutherland age. But CW, they like to... they don't like to acknowledge anyone between the age of 37 and 65. So if you're going to go for Max Mercury, who is 150 years old, CW does like to put in their old people in shows.
Mm-hmm.
And there is one wise person who I think could pull this off. And with the use of CG, we've seen Darth Sidious jump around, right? We've seen Christopher Lee jump around and look spry. You could do the same thing with a speedster like Max Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
He's still alive. In fact, we saw him in Star Wars The Force Awakens. I'm talking about Max von Sydow.
Oh, wow.
Max von Sydow would be a perfect Max Mercury, especially when he's got Dustin Hoffman tied to the chair and he's about to yank out his teeth with a pair of pliers. Max
I'm pretty
von
sure
Sydow.
That was Laurence Olivier.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
In the Marathon Man?
I believe so.
I thought it was Max von Sydow. Oh, well.
Either way, you know who he was.
Who?
He was the evil overseer of the Elsinore Brewery in the wonderful masterpiece Strange Brew.
Yeah, there you
featuring
go.
The McKenzie brothers in a retelling of Macbeth.
Think about Max von Sydow, an older guy who can have some good dialogue and exchanges with the characters, whether it be Barry or Bart or Wally
and
or whoever.
And he also has that voice.
And he has the gravitas and the voice. And then when you need to have him slip on his over-the-hood blue piece with his pop collar, all CG.
Well, he's the three-eyed raven. I mean, if he can be the three-eyed raven, he can be your Max Mercury.
Yep, so that's my number three.
I don't think he's better than Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, no, I think he's way better than Kiefer Sutherland. Who do you have for your number three?
Well, something that they haven't really fully explored this season that's very important is that Jay Garrick is from Earth 2.
Right.
There's a portal to Earth 2.
Yes.
There's 52 other portals.
Which apparently all lead to Earth 2, which doesn't make sense, but whatever.
No, no, no. This is my thing. They don't all lead to Earth 2 because no one's gone through them, because one of them leads to Earth 11.
Oh, Earth 11. Okay. What's on Earth 11?
Do you know about Earth 11?
Earth 11 is all the Captain Carrot characters.
No, that's
Earth C. Captain Carrot and the Zoo Crew.
No. Earth 11.
Hey, this is the DCU. If I say Earth 11 is Carrot and the Zoo Crew, then it is.
No, it's not, because Captain Carrot and the Z Crew exist on a different world. They are not on Earth 11.
Who's on 11?
I don't remember. Earth 11, my friend, is the matriarchal world where everyone's gender is inverted, meaning that Barry Allen has a counterpart who could be called Carrie Allen. And Carrie Allen, for our purposes, will be played by someone not just awesome as an actress, not just superhero-y, but right in that WB sort of smooth, sweet spot of 26 years old. The Flash of Earth 11, Carrie Allen, should be played by Emma Stone. You give her a Flash costume exactly like Barry's with an open cowl, and she can wear her hair out. I'll even let her be blonde. I don't care. I don't prefer blonde, but it's none of my business. She's a grown woman. She can dress however she wants. She can do her hair however she wants. But if you do that inverted world where you go and you can meet the inverted versions of everyone you know. So you meet Professor Stein, and she's the same kind of crotchety old woman that you get from Victor Garber. And you meet Cisco's counterpart, and she's still a genius and still a geek. I think it would be really awesome. I think, you know, it's not like a one-shot episode. It's more of a Flash movie, six seasons in a movie thing. But the Flash of Earth 11 should show up, played by Emma Stone. That's my theory.
Interesting that you're using an alternate Earth for your number three, because my number two is also a Flash from a different Earth.
Ooh.
Johnny Quick of Earth 3. Now, this is one I think you mentioned, but I was like, oh, I really like this idea, and I can't get it out of my mind. Earth 3 is where, in Earth 11, where everyone is gender swapped, Earth 3, everyone is evil, or at least our heroes are evil and the villains are heroes.
Good, yeah.
Johnny Quick is the Flash of Earth 3, and I think he would be played perfectly by Neil Patrick Harris. He's Neil Patrick Harris is super thin, super snarky, and can also, I think, play super evil very easily.
Yes,
in a creepy way.
Chew the scenery.
Yeah. So that's my number two, Johnny Quick of Earth 3, played by Neil Patrick Harris.
Throw him out there in full Music Master.
No, I don't think he'd even have to. I don't think he'd have to chew the scenery. If you've seen the DC animated movie Crisis on Two Worlds, where they have Johnny Quick in there, really well done. Oh, if you haven't seen that one, that is probably their best DC animated movie that they've done. Yeah. What do you have for number two, Matthew? What do you have for Earth 2?
Post multiverse, I believe that Captain Carrot is on Earth 26, if I'm not mistaken.
Nerd.
Earth 26.
Nerd.
I will point out.
Nerd.
My number two is actually more of a, not so much a we need to see it.
Okay.
So much as an I desperately want to
see. Oh no, that's what this whole list is all about, right? Do we really think that any of these characters are going to make it on the show besides Jesse Quick? No.
Yeah, I think they are. And the reason why is because you have one of the most perfect, it's actually a group act in the DC universe. And you have actors who are perfectly suited to play them. So let's say Barry Allen is running around doing his Barry Allen thing, trying to avoid the spotlight, when he runs into another hero who desperately wants the spotlight, who doesn't even use a secret identity, who makes a point of telling everybody his real name and trying to get as much publicity as he can. He wants everyone to know the name of Ralph Dibny, the elongated man.
Yeah, but that's not a Flash.
But stay with me. He's a Flash supporting character, first appeared in a Flash issue.
No. This is not supporting characters, because then I would have had Chunk in there. I would have had it. This is Flash. People who could play Flash. Actors who can play a Flash.
Oh, you didn't make that clear. I'm sorry. So back to Elongated Man and his wife, Sue. Okay. Ralph Dibny, the Elongated Man, Flash character, once wore a Flash suit. That counts. Played by Seth Meyers. And his cute wife, Sue, played by Kate Micucci. That's who I think should be my number two. See, I read it as a Flash spinoff.
No.
It says right here, a Flash spinoff.
No, it doesn't. My number one.
Your number one.
Also, we talked about this on the Flashback show.
Yes.
And one that I'm still going to stand behind.
Yes.
Johnny Quick. Different Johnny Quick. Johnny Quick of the main DCU.
Yes.
Whatever it is. DCU Prime. DC Earth 1. DC Earth 0. Whatever
Zero.
Designate. I don't want to even get into the does the multiverse exist or not exist in the current DCU, because it doesn't. But
well, you get mad when they talk about it and give it a name, and then you get mad when they don't.
I get mad when they don't use it right or use it at all or fail to acknowledge that it exists, even though they had a series that made it exist and now they're acting like it doesn't exist. Whatever. Johnny Quick was a 1940s speedster. Who went by the name Johnny Quick, used to shout out a formula, a secret speed formula.
Three times two, 9YZX4A.
Yes, but you had to say it not like that. You had to actually say it in its scientific designate. But that was the formula. He's actually the father of Jesse Quick that we had mentioned earlier. Mm. And Johnny Quick, I think, gets the short stick every once in a while. Because most people, I think, know him as Johnny Quick of Earth 3, of the villain. But not Johnny Quick, who wore a really cool costume, a tight red T-shirt with a cool logo on it. Mm-hmm. He wore a domino mask, or more like a bandito mask or a bandit mask.
Yeah, it actually goes all the way around.
Yeah, it goes all the way around his head. And then he had some yellow shorts and some cool running shoes. So he's like a track star of the 1940s.
Big yellow gloves.
Yeah, I thought it was great. And the person who I think, because he's older now, again, he's older, not Max von Sydow old. But he would be Bill Paxton old. Chet would be a perfect Johnny Quick. Because he's got the look. We've seen him on most recently, I think, last time I saw him was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. playing a bad guy. And he's pretty intense there.
That's about right. Yeah.
He could also bring that humor and intensity as Johnny Quick.
Yeah.
Someone who's been around the block and is tired of people's crap.
And, you know, we've touched on this before. When The Flash and Green Lantern and the Justice Society got canceled, there were four DC superheroes who were being continuously published. And those were Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, and Johnny Quick.
Yeah.
Throughout the 1950s. So Johnny's definitely got the bona fides. I agree. That would be interesting. I don't know if I want Chet, but I can at least see why you want Chet.
Yeah. Actually, a friend of mine from high school is good friends with Bill Paxton. So.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I should try to see if I could get him on the show sometime. My friend, that is, not Bill Paxton.
Right.
Because, you know, he doesn't listen to this show. Unless you do, Bill Paxton.
And if you do, we love you, Bill Paxton.
we love you
and everything
you
are in.
Yeah. Chet. Matthew, we're done with my number one. Let us get to your number one and wrap up this list this week.
We loved you as Lone Star, Bill Paxton.
I love you in that one thing.
We loved you as the president of the earth in Independence Day 4, Bill Paxton. My number one is legit a Flash, but will not be in our potential spinoff as that legit a Flash. And you say why? And I say because. It's my list. Shut up. But more importantly, he is less compelling as a Flash, or in my mind, as a Kid Flash, than he is as Impulse.
Yeah,
the boy
Impulse.
From the future, who's 2 years old and raised by a video game.
Yep, virtual reality.
Same thing. I always pegged him. They always said he was about 15, 16, even though the art had him sometimes looking like 9. But I said to myself, you can't have a 16-year-old actor because he'll be growing up on the air like Carl from The Walking Dead.
Or you even need, worse, it'd be like the kid who plays Bruce Wayne in Gotham, where one season he is like, you know, comes up to everybody's chest, and then season two, he's like taller than Alfred.
Yeah, he's
and
like,
they're still they're having to stand everybody on boxes, so they still so he still looks taller than
him. I'm going to go get a job with a drill. No. Yeah. You need an actor. You got to Dawson cast it, is what this is.
Oh, so you're going to use...
Not actual Dawson.
Oh.
The beak is like 47 years old. But more importantly, you want someone young, but not too young.
Oh, Pacey.
Someone who can play young, but age up. And so I have chosen an actor who I think will be perfect for this role because he is best known as young Norman Bates in the Bates Motel series. But he was also Charlie in one of the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Freddie Highmore.
I was going to say, what's his name? Mad Milkinson or whatever his name is?
No, you're thinking of Mads Mikkelsen played Hannibal.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mads Mikkelsen is like another 50-year-old man.
Yeah.
Freddie Highmore is like 23, 24.
Okay.
He looks 16.
All right.
He's got a big mess of curly hair, and he's got a face where you could put goggles on him and make him look 15, 16 and have him run. And if he ages out of the role, you can go, oh, well, Impulse is artificially aging because of the Speed Force.
Because
oh,
of the
no.
Speed Force, yeah.
What do we do? Oh, no. So he'll look like a baby child, but he'll actually be 26 and fully potty trained. And I think that's very important for our specific Impulse. And, of course, there's got to do the Impulse crossover with Legion of Superheroes because XS is his cousin.
Yep, they're cousins.
So, you know, you got that going for you, which is nice. And
man.
Also, this kid can act. Have you seen the stuff that he does?
No, apparently I have not.
Yeah, he's definitely interesting. Okay. I think he's a little English kid because all of our superheroes are now played by little English boys.
Are they?
Yeah.
Even Hawk Girl is played by a little English boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. Huh.
The new Spider-Man is a little English boy.
Yeah. Hawk Girl.
Rip Hunter, little English
boy. Yeah.
In his 50s.
Yeah. Black Canary.
Black Canary, little English boy. Yeah.
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 Stephen Amell played by a little English boy.
Stephen Amell is actually an automaton. He's a robot.
I thought that was Amell. His brother.
Robbie Amell is actually a malfunctioning automaton.
Too mean. Too mean.
Program subroutine not found. Firestorm deactivated.
Too mean.
It is. Yeah, that's rude. it is rude. I mean, Robbie Amell is probably a fine human being. You know, he's just he's learning his way, and alongside the actors of The Flash, it you know, especially alongside the likes of you know Joe and Professor Stein, there are some moments where you just feel like. You want him to you know, because Victor Garber's a legend. Have you been watching Legends of Tomorrow?
Well, yeah, of course. Duh.
Yeah, Garber.
Who are you talking to again?
What's your name?
Yeah,
Stephanie?
Right.
Stephanie?
That'd be over Earth C or whatever.
Earth 11, yes.
Oh, yeah, Earth 11.
The Stephanie of Earth 11, however, and this is a twist.
Loves Wolverine and everything X-Men.
Yeah, she says everything's better with Wolverine.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
she laments that they canceled the X-Men TV series in the 90s.
Yep, and she always says that she first got into comics from the Silver Age Adventures of the Texas Twister.
Yeah.
She's trying to get a complete run, but those back issues are hard to find.
Yeah, especially because paper was outlawed in 1987 in that world. So
that's true. And on Texas Twister Back, which is the show that she hosts with her friend Matilda. You know, she's always, you know,
I thought it was Mathalina.
That's not even a thing.
It is now Mathalina.
No, you can't.
Artist art it up. Podcast, TheMajorSpoilers.com. Mathalina. If I had a girl, Matthew, I would name her after you in your honor and call her Mathalina.
Which is why it is only the grace of whatever deities exist that you don't. My God.
Well, you said Stephanie. You know, why can't it be Mathalina? Art it up, Arters.
There are perfectly valid feminizations of my name that do not include Mathalina. Stephanie is actually a name. I have a dear friend named Stephanie. She might be listening to this show. Then again, she might have left when we started making fun of Freddie Highmore. I don't know.
Well, she probably said, hey, I'm going to go hang out with my friend Mathalina, and we're going to go talk about the B and 2B or whatever it is.
The B. That's right. The B. That's what they call the WB.
Yeah, yeah. All right, everybody. That wraps it up for this installment of Top 5. Thank you for downloading and listening. And hey, head over to MajorSpoilers.com. Share your top five actors you would like to see play Flash characters.
Yeah.
On television or movies, yeah. Whatever. Just, you know, act it up. Do a casting couch thing. Tell us why you like this actor in this particular role. And if you want to find out more about Flashback, head over to members.majorspoilers.com. You can sign up over there as little as $2, $5, or $10 a month. Not only do you support the entire Major Spoilers podcast network, you get some cool art, and you get the Flashback podcast, which is a bonus just for our VIPs. And until next time, remember, run, Barry, run.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.